And you can trust right here on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside guys for the next three, not two, count them, 3 hours, Chuck.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
I better call my wife.
I've had my I've had my caffeine this morning. Can you tell?
Yeah, you're doing good. And I haven't had enough. I need to have more.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. 3 hours, cool. Now, yes. Two of them will be taking calls from our listeners, right?
Yeah, we will. Yep. Anytime they want to call, they can start calling.
Anytime. 888-654-4897. We had a great show yesterday. What a lot of fun to be at that auto show.
It was a lot. You know what?
Wow.
I said it yesterday. I'm not a car guy. But that was so much fun. Everyone there was so friendly and so happy. Everyone was in a great mood there.
Good point.
It was a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day today.
It is.
We don't know how many more of these we have left.
Happy October.
So please get outside. Do some outside work today.
I did yesterday, and you did too.
What did you do?
I mowed the lawn, trimmed some bushes.
Yeah, I needed to mow my lawn yesterday, but I did not.
Oh, I thought you said you did. I'm sorry.
No. I told you I chased my grandson around all day. My 10-month-old grandson who was very hard to keep up with.
It was a good day to be outside yesterday afternoon, and today should be the same way.
Yeah, I told you.
Beautiful sunrise, huh?
Yes. Oh, it's going to be a great day. Get outside and do some work. So on today's show, happening in about 2 segments, half an hour, we're going to have Jeremiah Campbell, who is the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration. This time of year, Chuck and I get a lot of emails. We got 2 calls yesterday during the show asking about fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. And
he's an outside guy.
He is an outside guy. Yep. He's made his living in the masonry and concrete industry and has a great, built this absolute powerful company that goes all over Southeast Michigan. But one thing they do is they make sure that these fireplaces are safe. They'll come out and they'll give an inspection. And Chuck, you and I had spoke many times about when someone looks at their fireplace from outside, and we're talking about masonry fireplaces in general, okay? And you see that orange thing sticking out of the middle, that orange we call a clay crock. Those are 2 feet long each, and they're meant to be stacked up on each other as they're building that chimney. And many of them are not stacked on each other perfectly. There's voids. Sometimes there's purposeful gaps in these because they're trying to raise them high. They didn't have enough. And it could be, if it's a wood burning, a potential fire hazard, because there are more than 15,000 fires on average, the ones that are even reported in the United States. So there's many more than that. So Jeremiah Campbell's going to come on and talk about how to keep your fireplace safe as well. And then in the next segment after that, we're going to talk about a trend that's happening around the United States that Jeremiah has gotten into and Brickworks Property Restoration has gotten into, which is safe rooms. You call them safes, you want to call them vaults, do what you want, but Jeremiah's company can build you a safe room or a vault in your house. It's just a phenomenal technology, and bring it right to your house. We're going to talk about that when he comes out at 10:30.
There's some cool things.
There is.
Looking forward to that.
Yep. And then we got, I believe, Forrest Wall is going to be calling in from the Home Builders Association, right?
Yep.
At 11, top of the hour. And then our bonus hour this week features Basements Plus. It's going to be a great interview. Once again, another quality team partner that takes care of our listeners, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, very much so, especially Steve and Amy are such great people.
They are. God bless them. But I
know.
To have a marriage that they work that closely with in business and go home together, and they get along great. They really do.
And we ask them about that, too. You and I are, you know, so how's that working for you, you know? Because we both acknowledge that it would not work for us. And that's not an indictment of the marriage. It's just the reality of it.
You're right.
We're smart enough to know. And they're a hoot. And they built, talk about a couple that have built a really strong company.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And we always tell people, you know, if you want to get the best value, if you want to capture unused living area, your basement, I don't care what it looks like right now, a company like Basements Plus can come in there, dry it out permanently, and put a beautiful finished basement down there.
And you know something they came up with that we'll have to bring up when we talk to them? Their Express Basement program, where if you've got one of those small old Cape Cods with a very small basement, and all you want to do is get drywall up there and some nice lighting and some nice flooring, they can do that for you if there's no plumbing involved. And things that delay and stretch out a job are the mechanicals, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so they've got a program literally for people that just want a space down there, you know, move the family room down there. They don't need the kitchen or the fancy bar or the safe room or any of that stuff. So we'll have to talk about that.
A couple seconds, we got a couple minutes of the segment we got left. I want to mention a team partner that's been a team partner for years for us, but he doesn't get a lot of attention because he works with a lot of our other team partners like Basement Plus. He delivers them canisters and dumpsters, and it's Junk King. They're a great team partner, but what we want to make aware to our listeners out there is Junk King also has rubber-wheeled dumpsters that they can pull into your driveway, pull right up to your garage. If you've got a garage full of junk, not only can they give it to you or rent it to you, you load it, but they can come out and they can load it all for you. So get that fall cleanup. No matter what it is, you load it into this dumpster, they take it away, or they load it in.
Gone.
Yeah. Gone. And you know, we get emails from listeners saying how wonderful they are, but we just don't get a lot of opportunity to talk about them.
No, we don't. It's funny you bring that up because I brought up some stuff maybe 4 weeks ago, kind of that idea that, you know, it's trash day tomorrow. And about the fourth trip up the stairs, I'm going, this is crazy. I'm past this. I mean, it's heavy stuff.
You can afford to pay people to do it, Chuck.
Well, the truth is, at this point in time, I can't.
You can't, right.
For something like that, you know, a one-off. And it's a lot of work. And you go, oh, my gosh, you know. And then you think of someone like Junk King that'll do that for you. It's like, why wouldn't I do that, dummy?
Yeah. They're a great team partner, and you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com anytime, along with anything else you need for your housing, anything in housing, theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Well, somebody we referred many, many times, just referred him again this morning in an email for a clean and check. Trustworthy people that aren't going to try to sell you a furnace if you don't need one. What a concept, huh?
What a concept. I'll tell you what. If you're on the east side, what did she say? Ann Arbor East.
Yeah.
Is what Dana told us.
That.
Ann Arbor East, they'll go to. If you need a heating and cooling professional, we strongly recommend this time of year that you get a clean and check. You get it now this time of year to make sure it's good going into the winter, for you don't have to call them in January when it breaks down. What company are we talking about? Of course, talking about C&C Heating and Air Conditioning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys need to be your one-stop source for any and all of your housing needs. Whether you're building a new house or you just need some advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7 to find a contractor. Send us an email. We will get back to you. We're going to go to the phones at 888-654-4897 and speak to Dennis from West Bloomfield.
Dennis, Hello? You with us?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
The question is, my house is 30 years old. I'm on a fixed income with my gas bill doubled this year. From last year, and it was $80 last year and all year long, $80. Now it's $160. My question is, I have 14 inches of fiberglass insulation in my attic. Should I add any more insulation? And it should I add fiberglass or blown-in?
Well, maybe none, depending on how, you know, someone needs to come do an assessment. Wouldn't you think, Chuck?
I would agree. I think we responded this morning to your email regarding that, and we sent you to Amnesty. They would hopefully put cellulose over the top of that, if anything, and then also suggest you talk to Bill Creed at Ace and Sons Insulation. We trust Bill. Bill is one of the most honest, ethical guys out there, to do an assessment, because your money might be better spent with sidewall insulation than additional attic insulation.
Okay.
So one thing that sidewall insulation does also is help kind of air seal the house at the same time.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it'll air seal. It'll provide tremendous value kind of like the first 6 inches that you stuck in your attic. You know, if you had nothing and then you put 6 inches in there, it would provide tremendous immediate value.
Right.
And
right.
the same thing with additional sidewall, especially in a 30-year-old home.
I had wood siding on, and I put over that wood siding, I put 1 inch of 4x8 sheets of insulation on the outside. And then I put my fiberglass insulation, vinyl siding over that. And I put new windows in, and they're like for 6 inch wall thickness of a wall. So I think I got that covered pretty good.
Good.
Didn't hear house wrap.
That's about all, yeah. You know.
So maybe some cellulose in the attic will help. A higher efficiency furnace when you have to replace it might help. If you look at that bill that you referred to, I guarantee you the rates have gone up.
Yes.
And that's the big thing. Your usage may not have gone up, but your rates have, and quite honestly, there's not a whole lot we can do about that except what you're talking about. Go ahead.
My furnace is a 98% furnace, so I got a good furnace.
Well, it takes care of that.
So when you call Bill Creed out from Ace & Sons Insulation, he's going to come out with a flare camera, and he is going to actually shoot, what we call it shoot, but take pictures of with this camera your sidewalls, where the walls meet the ceiling in the corners, all these different spots, and he'll be able to tell you where you may be losing some air or air infiltration at those areas. So it doesn't cost anything to have him out and take a look at it. And Bill, he was the first one I called when I bought the house I'm in now. Chuck and I both trust him. Have him come out, and he'll give you an idea where he thinks your money is best spent.
Okay. You got his number?
Yeah. You got a pen handy?
Yep.
It is 888-500-4223.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Stay in touch with us. Let us know what happens.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate your call. Bye-bye.
Interesting. He's got sidewall insulation. He's got a 98% of efficient furnace. He's already got 14 inches of fiberglass in the attic, which is a lot.
It is.
But, you know, a couple more inches of cellulose, you know, packed down, dense packed cellulose would help. But if his bill doubled, I'm looking at rate. And, you know, I'd look at usage, certainly, but I'd look at rate.
Yeah, I heard Rick Edelman this morning talk about if one of the best investments out there, and it's not a good one, is like gets a 3.5% return. I forget which one it was. And he said, with inflation being at 10%, you're losing money. And same kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's amazing to me. I talk about concrete. You know, in 2013, we're paying $90 a yard out the door for concrete. Now it's almost doubled.
Yeah.
So it took hundreds of years to get to that price. And within 10, not even 10 years, that commodity is almost doubled. And that's going to happen with everything. And it's going to be a tough year, tough winter for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you wait. When they do away with natural gas and you're all electric, our phone will be ringing off the hook with people complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. People need to be prepared for that because I guarantee you electricity is not going to get cheaper. It's going to get pricier as demand goes up, and they're forcing demand to go up. So it's a no-brainer that.
So I would say more than ever, this is a good time of year over the next 30 days to really take a look. Some of you may have a window that gets a lot of air infiltration from one side of the house. Well, maybe over the next 30 days, you take that 3M plastic and you put over there some
or
of that.
Put the
peel and stick
caulk.
Yeah, caulk it. Hey, stick around. Next segment, we're going to be speaking to Jeremiah Campbell, owner of Brickwork Property Restoration, on how to keep your chimney and fireplace safe through the heating season.
You know, a great company. You're talking about new windows. Performance Remodeling offers you choices, and they're based on budget and the performance you need and what you want done to your house. But we strongly recommend, if you're thinking new siding, new shingles, new windows, that you talk to the people at Performance Remodeling. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Ken worked really hard to find this next guest's company because we have needed somebody like him and his company for years. So I'm gonna throw you the fuzzy ball. It's your turn to talk.
Get that fuzzy ball.
You can't
ball.
Talk without that fuzzy
Get
ball
that
in
fuzzy
your hands.
Ball away
you don't
from
have
me.
That ball, you shut up. Go.
Hey,
oh, wait. Here. He dropped it.
Do you know
I
where you can put that fuzzy
it
ball,
it
pal? I first met this next guest years ago. Him and I got together to talk basically masonry and fireplaces and chimneys and
hey, sports addicts talk about sports, fireplace and brick addicts talk about fireplaces and brick.
I do. I ran a company that was much smaller than Jeremiah's for many years, and Jeremiah has taken the torch from many of the old timers that used to pick up the trowel, and he has built a monster called Brickworks Property Restoration. And October 2nd through the 8th is National Chimney Safety Week. And we thought, in lieu of that, we want to have Jeremiah Campbell on to talk about chimney safety because, boy, Jeremiah, we get a ton of emails about chimney safety. But let me just say one more thing before I bring you on. Chuck, I know you drive a Dodge. You love your Dodge, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's about my 10th Dodge.
Okay. Jeremiah,
somebody's laughing
the last couple
you,
of times
Ken.
I've seen him, he tries to beat me up over driving a Dodge, okay? Tell him how I feel about my Dodge, Chuck. He better come a lot harder than that. That's just the bottom line.
Well, first of all, I know you didn't build that Dodge.
Thank you.
You just bought it because it was a great deal, and you thought you looked single in it. I remember that.
I wouldn't have bought it. That
you
was
can
the
use
case.
That, Jeremiah.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. How about you guys? You know, friends don't let friends drive Dodges. I'm just saying.
I just sold my 2016 Dodge that I had one issue with 230,000 miles on it. That I had to replace a thermostat. That
to some
it.
Schmuck. No, I'm kidding. The no, guy loved the I truck. It was a great truck.
Oh, yeah, it was a great truck. I didn't want to sell it.
No, way. I just I just back in the day, 07s and things like that, their water stayed in the seats. My mom, and I'm very grateful for Chrysler and what they've done. My mom has been an employee for Chrysler for almost 30 years. So I just do it out of good sport.
Mine as well, my friend. Mine as well. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I've grown up through the cycles of those things where Ford was found on road dead, fix or repair daily.
Yeah.
And Chevy went through that with the rusting pan. You know, it's like you yep. see it all if you stick around long enough.
Well, my father retired from Chrysler. My father-in-law retired from General Motors. So I have no choice but to buy one of the two.
Yep.
So, no, Jeremiah. No. Tis the season. Is it not tis the season to start talking fire safety, chimney fire safety, because we all know it's a huge issue here in the States, probably around the world as far as we know. But let's talk about that for a minute. Tell us about some of the things you've seen when it comes to chimneys over the years.
Absolutely. So I've personally been a CSIA, Chimney Safety Institute of America, certified chimney sweep for the last decade, I mean the last 10 years. And when I first got into this industry, chimneys fall into this place because they create BTUs where the heating and cooling guys don't want to take care of it because it's fire and it's masonry. And most masons aren't properly trained on what they're looking for and how it's working. And then as every single person that is on your show, every qualified vendor that's on your show, for the most part, is going to tell you how they're going to save you money and energy efficiency. And they're going to seal your house shut. Everything that you do to a home is going to affect the way that your chimney actually combusts and ventilates. And what that means is 99.9% of chimneys are going to fail a simple level one chimney inspection because the way they were built. First off, let's talk about this. You want to create a fire and you want it to be safe. You're intentionally catching your house on fire and trying to quote unquote control it. That's what you're doing when you bring a fire into your home. So there's measures that the industry standard has come out with to where it is a quote unquote safer burn and it's safer to properly have a fire in your house. If there is the way NFPA 211 code is written, if there's any open gaps or cracks inside of your fire system, anywhere from the firebox to the top of the chimney,
which almost all of them are, correct?
I think I've inspected one chimney, to be honest with you, maybe one chimney in 17 years of inspecting chimneys that I actually was able to say, hey, there's nothing I can do for you. And it's, put it this way. When you have a chimney, when you have a fire in your fireplace, what people need to realize, and your very valuable guests that are listening to this, and your loyal listeners, you're creating a fire in your house. What's taking place is there's combustion, right? And there's a temperature change and a pressure change from the opening of the firebox to the very top. Well, it works as it heats up, it works up like a hot air balloon, and that's the physics behind it, right? Well,
sure.
When you go to break, if you're sitting there and you're sitting drinking a glass of water, and you cut it into, so the flue sections are those orange things that stick out of the top of the chimney. They're made out of clay tile, and they're made to expand and contract. Well, they come in 24-inch lengths. So essentially, what you're going to do is take your straw that you're drinking your glass of water with and cut it into about 8 pieces. It would be rendered absolutely useless, and you would never be able to draw up. That's exactly what's happening to an inadequately built fireplace.
Of them are.
I can't tell you. I mean, you've been out on these inspections with me, and this is what's happening. It's not just water spilling over out of your straw. What's happening is it's class 1, 2, and 3 creosote. Creosote is what causes fires. It's the leftover aftermath of combustion that carries tar droplets with it. And what happens is it gets between those as it drafts and it pulls from the house and it gets in between the flues. There's no way to clean that. So the minute an ember flies up and hits behind that, boom, it's a furnace, it's a chimney fire.
Yep, all too often, and people have no idea because they trust when they light a fire, and I love the way you describe it. They intentionally light a fire inside of their house. And think about this, it's January outside. So inside, you've got a fire of hundreds, if not thousand degrees going on. On the outside, literally 6 to 8 inches away, it's zero outside. Mm-hmm. That is a huge amount of stress.
It's just an insane amount of stress. And I'm glad you brought that up because especially right now, we're going to get a lot of calls. People, hired somebody, put new windows in, stop the draft. One of the biggest is when you get new insulation. And when you stop the draft, when the combustion happens in the firebox, you actually have air sucking from other ends of the house that feeds the oxygen to the fire that actually creates the combustion. So if you cut the air off, it's going to backdraft into the house. You got that big, beautiful designer kitchen with an amazing vent fan on, or you took the laundry from the basement to the first floor. That changes the pressure plane, and it changes the physics of the house. In the fall and in the spring, especially in the fall, when the temperature's maybe 50 degrees outside and your house is 70, there's only a 20-degree difference, the fireplace is going to work very inefficiently because you need the bigger temperature change from the inside to the outside of the houses. So there's so many different ways and reasons why you need to get a hold of us to get us out there to take a look at your chimney, even if it's calling one of our sales reps out there to stick a flashlight up your chimney to see the leading indicators of what kind of damage is going on up there to let you know how unsafe your system is to actually operate.
Yeah, that's all a great point. Now, in the old days, we didn't do anything about it. And then as time came out, we used to put these steel chimney liners in. And that would basically eliminate any issues with the heat even touching the flue tiles. Brickwork Property Restoration has new technology, phenomenal technology. Would you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so that's it's a patented heat shield system is what it's called. And the manufacturer, we've been with them for almost 10 years. And we were the first in Michigan to implement this technology. And every one of our installers are factory certified in from Heat Shield themselves in Indianapolis. And so they actually share a building right down the street from the CSIA certification. So when they're actually able to come in, and the reason why we try our very best never to install stainless steel liner systems, this is before they created this. So there's a guy named John Meredith. He's the CEO and founder of Heat Shield. And so he was a chemist, and then when he was a part-time firefighter. And so that's how that product was actually formulated, because he saw the need in the market. And so it's a refractory mortar that relines the existing flues. Stainless steel systems are going to change back to the physics. You have a 1 to 10 ratio for square flues, which means the mouth of the fireplace cannot be 10 times the size of the square inches of the actual diameter of the flue tile. Well, when the contractors, before we had this technology, we would bust the flues out, and then we drop a stainless steel liner in. Well, it would change the temperature, it would change the size, which would mess up the physics of the fireplace. One. Yep. Number two is steel. Could you imagine how expansive steel is to cold and hot and cold expansion and contraction? When that thing catches on fire, or when you start a fire and it heats up to 2,000 degrees, it's going to grow. Where is it going to go?
So this new technology, I mean, everyone in your business 20, 30 years ago said that, you know, the steel liners are the way to go. They're the way to go. Well, at that point, that was the only technology they had. And like we always say, for every action, there's a reaction. No one ever thought about the draw situation that would change at that point. So this new technology you have is very unintrusive on the homeowner, is it not?
Oh, my gosh. We're not creating. I mean, the biggest intrusion we have is the chimney sweep and the stripping. So depending on the condition of it, if it's got, you know, second, third degree creosote that we actually have to chemical peel off, takes a couple of days to do that. But we're not busting out the flue liners. We're not busting out. We're not creating a massive construction site. We can get in and out in one day with the heat shield system on most applications.
Wow. What kind of warranty comes with that, buddy?
I believe it's a 20-year warranty right from the manufacturer.
What else could you want?
I know.
And not just that, but at that point, it seems that chimney would be much easier to clean at that point with all those obstructions out of the way.
Oh, it's a night and day difference. And your cleanings with annual. So CSIA creates their own rules, I guess you would say, of how every year your chimney, if you're going to use your fireplace, it needs to be inspected and cleaned every single year. And if you're in event of a sale or transfer of the property, also needs to be certified and inspected. Every single time.
Yes.
So what happens is it's actually creating a more efficiently usable fireplace, which makes our cleanings a lot more less intrusive as well.
Wow.
It's a win-win-win situation. Yes, absolutely.
And I would think there'd be less accumulation, too, once you seal all those gaps and cracks and have a relatively smooth, contiguous surface inside that flue.
You said it so much more eloquently than I did. That's what I meant to say.
And me.
God bless you. Ken said I could have one sentence and that was it.
And me.
I've been working on it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People want to use their chimneys. They want to use their fireplace, but they don't want to use them if they don't know that they are safe. And I remember we actually got, and we'll talk about this when we get back from break, Jeremiah, but I remember we got an email from a listener that says they burn a chimney cleaning log once a year in their fireplace. And they think that's good enough. Let's talk about that when we get back from break, about those that they advertise as, we'll clean your chimney, just burn this log in our fireplace. And then we're going to talk about safe rooms and vaults when we get back with Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration.
We're also going to be giving away some tickets in the next 10 minutes to the Novi Home Show next weekend. Want to remind you all of that. And we also remind you that if you pulled up to your house in the last 6 months and looked at it and said, man, that house is ugly.
Well, the facelift for that new house is our good friends at Pro Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, be caller number 9 at 800-859-0WJR. That's an easy number, 859-0WJR, to win 4 tickets to the Novi Home Show October 7th through the 9th. We're going to be down there, as are a lot of our great and trusted team partners. So be caller number 9, 800-859-0WJR.
Good man. Hey, if you go, if you do a search for the InsideOutsideGuys.com for our articles, it was just probably about a year ago this time. Chuck, you wrote an article about fireplace safety, and we talked about ways people can even find free wood out there and the right kinds of wood to burn in your fireplace or your wood burning stove. And October 2nd through the 8th is National Fireplace Safety here in the United States. And because of that, we had one of the leading experts here in Southeast Michigan on fireplace with us right now, Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration. And Jeremiah, I know you've torn down and rebuilt, your company has torn down and rebuilt thousands of fireplaces over the years. So you are the man in Southeast Michigan to talk about this. And we've just highlighted your heat shield product, which is a great product. What are some of the other issues you see with either the fireboxes, the flues, maybe the dampers that people
ash
should
dumps.
Be aware of, ash dumps that people should be aware of? And then we're going to talk about another subject.
Yeah, so one of the main things is, when you're burning wood, make sure it's below 20%. And so it's a simple moisture meter, $20 on Amazon. You can get it, check the moisture content. So if it's above 20%, don't burn it. It's going to create too much creosote droplets. Everything should be properly working in a fireplace. If your damper's not opening all the way and you're trying to have a natural venting fireplace, you're never going to actually, if it's not opening properly, that's the interior damper that you're having. The dump, your ash dump in the bottom of your firebox should be cleaned out completely. And so most sweeps, when you try to get the bargain $200 sweep, a typical chimney sweep should be $500 to $600. And that's in order to do it properly and to go in and inspect it with a certified inspector. And they're going to take the time. I've pulled personally over 30 gallons out of one fireplace out of their ash dump. Yeah, because nobody cleans it out. And what does our customer know? They don't know. And so it actually the fireplace can breathe from underneath as well. If that's not properly cleaned out, I mean, there's so many different blockages. You should realistically be able to stick a flashlight up your chimney if it doesn't have an aggressive an angle on the flue system itself. You should be able to stick a flashlight up it and see right to the top to make sure that there's clear objections. There's no...
You know what? That stuff, Jeremiah, is out of sight, out of mind. People have no idea. I want to get back to the damper real quick because anyone that's had that cast iron damper, they all warp. None of them work. And we were talking about the drafts when there's a fire going. When there's not a fire going and your damper isn't working right, you're literally just taking dollar bills and throwing them up your chimney and letting them go away. Talk about a top of the flue damper for people real quick and how important that is.
Yeah, top mount damper. And so a lot of the way a fireplace is built, it can't have any insulation in it. So it's just it's brick, block, and mortar between the inside and the outside. Fireplaces are made to transfer heat, and they're also going to transfer the cold. So when it's off, they're going to feel a radiant of cold coming from it. So we'll get calls for a top mount damper, a damper system. So essentially an existing damper on a fireplace, they were built and they were designed 50-100 years ago, and it's essentially taking a piece of plywood and throwing it over a manhole cover and expecting it to stop the water. Very inefficient. Top mount dampers are sealed like your oven is. It has an actual seal rubber gasket around it that's going to be a cable that drops down. It's going to bypass your existing obsolete damper that you have now, and it's going to bypass it. It's a cable pull. They work awesome. They're relatively We actually have to get to the top of the chimney to install it. Outside of that, they're relatively easy to install for our trained professionals.
And they don't take long at all to pay for themselves.
Not one.
Not long at all.
Absolutely. Yep.
Jeremiah, I don't know if it is the political climate we're in, because I think we've been in climates like this in the past where people aren't feeling safe. I don't know what it is, but we've gotten a couple emails lately, and we've talked to you about this lately, and something that a job that Brickworks Property Restorations perform is I don't know the right word for it. Is it a safe room? Is it a vault? But I want people to know that if you live in a small 700-square-foot house, you can have a vault in your basement, a safe room in your basement. If you live in a 6,000-square-foot house, existing, Property Works or Brickworks Property Restoration, come in there and give them – I don't want to say there's going to be some fireproof to it, but, boy, you can give them the works – in their basement when it comes to a safe room. Talk about that for a minute as well, please.
Yeah, so I'm a firm believer in our Constitution, and I'm a huge advocate of the Second Amendment rights. And so sometimes that helps, sometimes that doesn't. That's just who I am. That's just what I believe in. Part of that is servicing our American citizens that have the right to bear arms and keeping them safe and protected in their family. And part of that is creating a safe place for them and their families in the event of an attack. So we can go on for days when it comes to this. Our simple systems are going to be basically a bulletproof, fireproof. We work with install companies to do alarm systems. We can do makeup air systems. We do, you know, they're essentially bulletproof and that you can't break into them. So we're doing solid poured concrete walls, anywhere from 8 to 12 inches thick. We're doing fully backup air systems that we're channeling out, you know, 200 feet into their property. It depends on your budget and what your capabilities are. We've done them with hatch doors where you can drop in from the top. Every one of our systems that is going to be one of our systems that you're going to get the same, if not better, results than a gun safe is going to be a full size room. We're doing full on racks. They're showpieces. So most of our clients that we're installing these for, hundreds of guns, lots of ammunition, lots of food, things like this. And there's a panic switch on the inside of it as well that we can install to where if you're not home, your family can get down into this room, barricade themselves in, and withstand quite a bit before anybody would be penetrating into that building. So we do them with bulletproof metal. We weld everything together, solid poured concrete ceilings. We've done them with Kevlar. We've done them with copper. Anything that our clients are looking to safeguard themselves from, we can do, fire extinguishers in them. I mean, whatever your deepest fear or concern is, we can cover it.
Well,
Great stuff.
You know, you can find Brickworks Property Restoration at theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7. Jeremiah Campbell, thank you so much for coming on with us today, my friend. You did a great job. And
You did.
We'll make sure people know if they need any masonry or concrete work. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY. Jeremiah Campbell, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate you coming out with us. Take care, buddy.
Hey, we got a good friend that runs a company right in the heart of Southeast Michigan. Easily accessible, great showroom, good people, decades in business, process, procedure, and product. They got it all, right?
They do, of course. You are talking about our good friends at Clarkston Window and Door.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, we'll be giving away some more tickets to next weekend's show at the top of this hour. But
is it a show next weekend?
I know it. Crazy, huh? Good stuff. And then from 12 to 1, you and I get to talk to Steve and Amy Iverson from Basements Plus today. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it
is. I'm looking forward to that. They're good people with a great company, great product.
Yes, it is. So let's go ahead and start talking about that show that's coming up next weekend. And let's talk to Mr. Forrest Wall from the Southeast Michigan Home Builders Association. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chuck and Ken? You guys good this morning?
Life is good, man.
You know, yesterday we were down in Dearborn at the AAA headquarters for the auto event that was going on there. And I'm not a big auto guy, but the guys from The Car Show.
You walked.
I walked
Dearborn
a little bit
yesterday. Yeah.
You could tell that this was their home show for those guys. They all, you could tell they were excited. And Chuck and I always say that when the home show season starts, it kind of recharges our battery, doesn't it? Because we really enjoy coming down to Novi three times a year, getting to see you guys and getting to see all of the vendors and the literally thousands of relationships we've made over the years. There's so many of those people there at this event.
Oh, we love having you guys there. It's been a great partnership over the years. It is. It's an exciting time with these shows. We love doing them. We love putting them on. The public loves them. You can see it when they walk through the doors and they see all the different things that they can utilize to improve their home. It's just a fantastic opportunity for people, your listeners, as well as the people throughout the community to come and look at everything home improvement.
I mean, who doesn't have a house or want a house or want a nicer house? I mean, we all do. We all kind of fit into that. So that show gets you excited. Is it better?
It absolutely does. Oh. And that's the nice thing, too, is that, you know, you really, whatever the project is, if it's something on a very large scale, something on a smaller scale, you know, there are exhibitors there that can help. Whether it's, you know, you're doing something on the exterior, a deck or roofing or windows, or something on the interior, whether it's, you know, flooring, doing improvement for your basement or your kitchen. There's just a great wealth of knowledge there and some fun stuff to see.
You know, the Home Builders Association, the Inside Outside guys, every vendor, every contractor is going to be at that show next weekend has one thing in mind. That's to make this process easier, more friendlier, help communicate. And, you know, because it is such a stressful for many people, calling a contractor coming to their house, they're absolutely terrified to do that. We get those emails.
Oh, yeah.
This is the perfect opportunity. We're talking to those people, even if they're not uncomfortable, to go see them at their house. No pressure. You know, you're not inviting them into your living room at your front table there. However, you can go there and collect names. You can talk to the people. You can get an idea what the company's about before you finally have them out to your house. That's what this whole thing is about, Forrest.
That's what it's all about. And that's why we love working with you guys. You know, it's meant to be a great atmosphere where people can come and they can learn, right? They can learn about these home improvements in a stress-free environment. We definitely encourage people to bring their kids. You know, it's a really family-friendly environment. We love having you guys there, the Inside Outside Guys WJR stage and your pavilion there with a lot of your relationships there with different vendors. It really is a nice way for people to be able to come out and learn. We'll be out at Suburban Collection Showplace. Lots of people are familiar with that facility all weekend long. It's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the great thing is that it's a great atmosphere where we're giving away different prizes. All the exhibitors, just a lot of fun. And one of the nice things too, we got a new relationship with DTE where we're going to be giving away for the first 1500 attendees each day through the door, they're going to receive a bag of LED light bulbs, I should say. And it's a really generous offering by DTE, but it's a nice way for us to say thank you for people to come out to the show.
Now, another thing that Chuck and I are excited about, because we really like manufactured homes, and when people go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, they can ask advice, just like if they go to the home show, or they can go look at beautiful, brand-new houses. Tell them about the homes that are going to be there.
Yep, we've got a fantastic partnership with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association. There are six just spectacular model homes. They're literally bringing homes into the Suburban Collection Showplace, the largest of which I think is about 2,100 square feet. They're fully furnished. It's a great way to come and get some ideas for your own home, or if you're in the market for a new home, it's a great way to be looking. So it's a nice partnership too, and we're excited for that. I think the show attendees will really enjoy that part of the space.
So how can people get some discount tickets out there?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. Obviously, you can purchase them at the door. Adult admission, or we consider adults 13 and up, is $10. We have a senior admission is $9. Children 12 and under are free. Like I say, it's a family-friendly environment. We want you to bring the kids. Or you can skip those lines out in front. You can go to our website, which is at novihomeshow.com, and you save 30%. You can get the tickets right there online, and it's a nice way to be able to do it that way. So you save a little bit of money. It's sponsored by My Local Pros. So there's a couple different ways there to be able to access those tickets.
Well, inflation may have hit the housing industry, but it hasn't hit the Know My Home Show, because those are the same prices you guys have been charging for the last couple of decades. We've been involved with you guys, and we're looking forward to being there next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We get to have Forrest on live with
us. Yes, we do, at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. We'll see you next week, Forrest. We're very much looking forward to it, sir.
We'll see you next weekend. Thanks so much, fellas. Appreciate it.
God bless, Forrest. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You want to talk about a company that's going to be there, Chuck?
Who?
Who?
Who? Who?
The one that you try to sneak showers in their displays every once in a while.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've ever dealt with Zach, who kind of runs the operation there, retail, he's a great guy. He's an honest guy. He's got a great sense of humor. He's passionate, and I'm sure he's going to be at the show. It's got to be.
Bath Planet. Go take a look at how beautiful those displays are at the Novi Home Show next week with Bath Planet. We have the answers, because between Chuck and I, we have over 80 years of combined housing experience. And the bonus is it's right here in Southeast Michigan. We have made relationships with thousands of individuals in the construction trades over the last combined 80 years. And we are here to put that knowledge to use for you, the listeners.
You know, the article this week talked about some of the real bad things that can happen when you hire the wrong contractor. And I actually had somebody comment to me on Thursday or Friday of this week that you'd be crazy to hire a contractor without first consulting the Inside Outside Guys. And I thought that was an interesting comment. Truly.
I agree.
I'm not even smart enough to make that up.
I agree. I mean, we get these emails every day. You know, we're averaging, what do we say? Over 300 people a day go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We're probably averaging 20 to 25 emails a day in total, just asking questions. Between Facebook, our Facebook page is exploding, theinsideoutsideguys.com, you name it. We're here. There's no reason during the week you can't get a hold of us. And as thousands have done, we will answer your question every time. But if you have questions for us right now, give us a call, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are wide open for us to show.
All right, I got a question for you.
I hope you have many.
Outside concrete masonry guy. question.
He was just on a few minutes ago, Jeremiah Campbell from Brooklyn Property.
You know what? If I had – no, never mind. I wouldn't even say what I was thinking. A lot of people have abused their front porch concrete with salts.
Yes.
Or just in front of the garage, leaving a car dripping salt. And they've got one or two spaces that have spalled. The concrete is solid. It's not cracked. But they have these little chips out of the surface. What are some ways people can address that without replacing it or spending thousands and thousands of dollars? Is there anything they can do?
Ignore it.
That's, you know what? There's something to be said for that. We had a question from somebody on de-icing snow and ice on concrete, and they listed everything they hate about it, which was every consequence of de-icing, which included shoveling the snow the minute it got out there.
Right.
It's like,
right.
The answer is pick your poison. Either get out there and shovel it or blow it off right immediately, or you're going to have to de-ice it.
Listen, the house I'm in now, I've been here since 2015, I poured a new walkway, a big driveway. I did not re-pour my front porch. And guess what I have literally the minute you step on my front porch? Probably the size of two basketballs, a giant spot that is spalling up.
Really?
Right on my front porch when you walk up.
And that was the existing original.
That was existing when I bought it.
And you do you? You
doesn't
don't use
bother
salt,
me one bit.
But you don't use salt.
I don't get snow in that area. Now there's other reasons that happens, and it goes back to the original person who finished that concrete is why that flaked.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Know that about it. But you know what? Those things. I remember years ago, Chuck. A lady called me out to look at her driveway that we had poured probably 3 or 4 years beforehand. And she had the little blue tape that painters use, and she put one on every pop all over the driveway, every little stone pop, every little stone chip. And boy, was she mad at me when I told her, man, there's nothing to do here. I mean, if the top surface chips off on the top of your concrete of a 4-inch slab, what's that? Weaken it. 0.01%?
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that.
Here's how I feel about driveways. Years ago, people would ask me to come out and stamp their driveway. Literally want to stamp their entire driveway. And
I would
always talk them out of it. You don't, and it would always cost me money for talking out of them. I could have gotten a lot more money for those projects by stamping the driveways. But I said, you don't want to do that. Why? Well, number one, you don't want people pulling up to your house and looking at your driveway. You want them pulling up to your house and looking at your house, okay? Number two, there's maintenance involved when you do that kind of work. Do you want maintenance? And there's no foolproof job that will guarantee. Kim Bashan, I've said this many times, who was the lead engineer for the World of Concrete in the early 2000s, said, concrete cracks, that's a fact. It's spalled. Now, I know I'm going to – okay, I get it. I just seen you give me that look. I would try to ignore it, Chuck, because I think if you went and put –
But cracking isn't spalling.
Cracking isn't spalling, although you do get some spalling off those cracks, obviously. I would ignore it, but there are what's called overlays, which are just thin layers you can put on top. But again – That's just another process. It's spending more money. What happens if that eventually, you know, flakes or
well,
response?
But you had made some comments that intrigued me that the overlays were improved.
They are.
And you, where you never would have touched them in this climate, you now would.
I would. But if I really thought that much about it, I would definitely have done my front porch. But to me, maybe being in the industry, it doesn't bother me as much as someone who just spent $30,000 for a new
sure.
concrete driveway, and they got flaking, because I can understand how frustrating it is to them, especially when it's brand new.
I'll be honest, it would bother me if it was my front porch.
It would me too, but that's what you and I have always said. We have to manage expectations of our customers, and they should know that it is possible. Not probable, but it is possible over time, right?
So back to my...
I would ignore it. Short of ignoring it, I would seal it if it doesn't happen anymore. And if it really bothered me, I'd put an overlay over top of it.
Okay. So describe the thin overlays.
Basically, if anyone's seen a bag of mortar, you know, you buy a 60-pound bag of the yellow mortar mix. You mix it up. It looks the same. The difference is you can spread this to about an eighth of an inch, and it won't start cracking up where that will. Most concretes will.
Literally creates a new surface, finished surface.
Yep. It creates a new surface. There can be some shrinkage cracking involved. That's why you have to stay on top of it and get rid of those right away. But they also add a fiber into that surface to help it hold together a lot better.
Yeah, and it's not mesh. It's got chemical additives that give it higher memory.
Agree. But
now, how about binding to the existing concrete? What kind of prep work
best thing you can do is grind that surface. That's okay. The best thing you can do. Short of that, we maybe put a whole bunch of little itty bitty cuts, and take a grinder blade and just keep bouncing it off the surface, and then clean it very well and go.
So you got something like keys in plaster for the material to grab onto.
Now, if you go to a local big box store, they have something called a floor leveler. That's not what you want to use. You want to use something that's made for exterior. Okay, for the next half an hour, 2 segments, we'll be taking your phone call. We'll take Greg's when we get back from break. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
You and I had the chance to talk with Dale King from Foundation Systems of Michigan, and what a pleasure. And he oversees a lot of the foundation work that company does in Michigan. If you listen to Dale and you trust what he said, and we do, then if you've got a foundation issue, you should be calling FSM, Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Eight 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 654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions, let's talk to Greg in Shelby. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick, before I get to my quick question, you guys have been doing this for, between the both of you, roughly 60 years. Do you have lots of aches and pains, bending over, stooping, forearms, carpal tunnel? Any of those things of that nature?
You really don't.
No, I mean,
I don't.
My back could be a lot worse. Exactly. But there are so many times, like I poured concrete the other day, and I've been waddling a little bit the last couple of days.
Well, that's now, and you'll get over it, right?
I'll get over it, yeah.
And if I do something like that now, I can guarantee you a couple of days later I'll have an issue for 3 or 4 days. But no, we've been blessed. I think we both worked safe and smart and it's over 80 years.
Over
actually.
80 years, yeah. But I do remember years ago, my wife referring to some of the guys on my crew, some of the older guys, as they had the leather look.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, I don't want my wife ever looking at me and saying my face is the leather look. So that's why I got out of being on the crew as much. Yeah. Yeah. Lots. Well,
okay.
You name it. Sun, wind, cold.
Right. We got to talk about these little critters, these little moles, these little pudgy little furry things that get into the garden. And sometimes in Wayne, Michigan, my buddy who lives in Wayne says they're in the houses. How do you stop these little critters from going everywhere? Is it possible, those little fat, pudgy little things?
Okay, what he may see in his house is something called a vole, or there's a vowel, V-O-L-L. And they look like mice, but they're extremely tiny. He may see that in the house. Oh. They would, a real mole would never want to get into your house.
No.
Never.
Yeah. What about the chipmunks might.
Well, yeah, they're going to want to get in there. Look, at what I have found best, what works best for moles is, and people aren't going to like it, is either the traps or those poison worms that you can put down right down into their burrows, their tunnels. And I've used those and dropped those down, and I've it's really taken care of them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, thank you, and you guys have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your call, buddy. All right, let's talk to another buddy of ours. Let's talk to Bruce in Sterling Heights. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Hey, guys, going good. Listen, on the porches, I've done several electric heating cables under a system like that. Pipe it in first, make them run conduit, pull the cable in it, and your ice problems are over on small pads like that. Seems to do a really good job. We did a whole driveway in it out in Clarkston that, as far as I know, we never got a call back on it, so it must be good.
I've got some acquaintances that did their driveways. Obviously, they're beyond my ilk, if you will.
This was a bit of a mansion.
Yeah. They're extremely effective.
And for you guys with trades back, go online and find a book that's called No More Aching Back. They were going to cut on me back in 82. I bought this doctor's first book, and there's 12 exercises in it. I haven't had a problem with it since.
Do you still do the exercises?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a good book for our industry.
They were going to cut on me, and by the time I went to see the actual surgeon who was going to do it, I was sitting on his examining table. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I think I'm making payments on the Mercedes from the orthopedic guy." And he took the book.
Yeah, I'll tell
you, keep doing them and add this one to it, and I won't get to know you. But if I cut on you, I'll get to know you. You'll be back.
I'm a huge believer, yeah.
I'm going to buy the book for my son. Yeah, he's starting to get some.
Think he needs,
yeah,
and I've always been so conscious of that. So I've always been one to do core work and stretching. I truly
you
have.
Wear a brace.
I still
I've seen
do.
You wear a brace.
I wear a brace whenever I think I need one. And
yeah, absolutely. They don't hurt either.
I've avoided, knock on wood here, I've avoided any big issues. I saw guys, you know, laid up.
Yeah.
Yeah, on disability at the age of 40. It's like, whoa, I do not ever want to be that guy.
Then you get into the medications that can really hurt you as well.
Oh, so scary.
Yeah, better deal with it on the end, like Bruce is talking to at the beginning, than deal with it once you're laying on your back. Bruce, thank you
and
so much.
Call Brett your electric and get your electric heating cables put in your slab when you have it poured.
Right? Well, you know what? We'll talk about that for a little while. Thank you so
much,
Bruce. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
I potentially got that situation where I told you I've got that front porch that's very nice concrete. It's a big area underneath it.
Right.
You know, we extended the foundation. And that's a 5-inch slab, I think. It doesn't take much heat, though, to melt ice.
No, it sure doesn't. And you see that system that Bruce is talking about. He was talking cables were a lot of heating cables, but this is a hydronic, the liquid heat, the radiant heat.
Yeah.
And I've seen it put in great spots, but I remember a friend of ours that put it in their driveway, and it's not inexpensive. It is very expensive.
No, it's not.
That it broke at the bottom of his driveway.
Ah.
So how do you put concrete over top of this stuff and it breaks?
And then access it.
And then access it.
Yeah, that'd be brutal. Yeah. They do make wonderful product today in terms of the what we'll call a plastic pipe, like the PEX type stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That is so much more dependable than anything we had 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people live on a hill that is very icy, use this. You know, last year I was down in North Carolina, and I used to think to myself, they're big wimps. They can't drive when it snows. That was my thought. You know, what
sure.
do you can't drive when it snows? But here's the situation. Where I was staying was on top of a mountain, and it wasn't that they can't drive when it snows. And I don't care if you have four-wheel drive. We talked about this. Try getting down from a mountain with even the smallest bit of ice on that road. You're not going to do it.
Yeah. You're gonna get down, but not all the way and not safely. And
upside
not
down, something
yeah.
else. Yeah, yeah.
Scary stuff.
Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. So we are starting to see the snow shovels come out at the hardware store. We're starting to see the ice melters come out at the hardware stores. And we're starting to get some questions, like you mentioned earlier, Chuck, about spalling concrete and popping concrete. And now is the time of year that if you have newer concrete, it hasn't been sealed, it's a very good idea to seal that concrete. Obviously, you want to wash it first so you don't seal any of the dirt in. But if you seal that concrete, that water will not penetrate into that concrete anywhere near as much, won't freeze, won't cause pressure on the underneath part, and crack it. Now, once it's too late, once we're in the season and you find out you have an area in your front yard, whether it's your walkway or driveway, that holds ice, we don't want you using rock salt. Let's make this clear right now. Rock salt attacks concrete. If we had a choice to put something else on our roads, we would. But we don't want you using rock salt. We want you to use an ice melter, a magnesium chloride with a sand mix. Chuck and I have talked about it many times. You can go get a 5-gallon bucket, mix it, keep it on your front porch, use a coffee can, and spread that out. A 50-50 mix.
Yeah, I agree.
Something that will not attack your concrete as much.
Yeah, and hopefully you sealed that concrete before winter because that will make a difference. That'll help.
Yes.
Because you're not allowing that salty water to get down into the concrete, which is a huge issue.
Yep.
So having sealed that concrete will make a big difference. And what Ken and I always say is the minute it snows, get out there and get rid of the snow. Don't walk on it. Don't drive on it.
We've all taught leaf blowers are wonderful for that. Just a little bit of snow, get a leaf blower, throw it off or blow it off with a leaf blower. Especially a newer concrete project, you do not want to pack down the ice. The pores are still open. if you push down that snow or ice into the newer concrete, you have a better chance of doing what we talked about earlier, which is spalling that concrete and making it pop.
It literally drives it down into, that's why the roads don't last worth a darn.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's so, I'll tell you, even like if my wife has to leave before me or I have to, whatever, if I don't have a lot of time, I'll at least do two tracks through the snow to drive onto.
That's your pet peeve. It's always been your pet peeve. Driving on snow in your driveway.
Absolutely. It has.
Drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Well, for one thing, it's dangerous because once you got ice down there, if it's a cold winter, you can't get it off.
You're without
putting harmful product on it. I am. I'm really big. It's one of those things you're either going to pay a little bit now or a lot later. So I always, a little bit now.
Look, you know, I talked about how I've seen, roots pushing basement, concrete basement walls. You've seen roots.
Absolutely.
We've seen ice push apart, push chimneys off of houses. So this stuff will always win. You know, yesterday, Chuck, we mentioned that this is a great time to do some planting. Let's talk about that when we get back and break, okay?
I agree. Are you just planting ideas for
planting ideas
when you got
in
issues?
The fall? Grass in general. Let's talk about things.
The joke. You're so serious.
Oh, sorry. Went right over my head, right?
Well, let me plant an idea. If you've got a roof that you think doesn't need to be replaced, but you'd like somebody to look at it that you trust and maybe do repairs that are guaranteed until you do replace that roof, then you and I would recommend
Kanga Roof.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you that at the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to sprint over to Basements Plus in Commerce Township, is it?
Yes, sir.
And talk to Steve and Amy Iverson with Basements Plus for an hour. And great company, great people. Everything about what they do, I can get excited about.
Me too.
Yeah,
but
truly.
If we really had to sprint over there, then you would not be able to do the show afterwards.
Actually, I was thinking you would sprint and carry me.
Then I wouldn't be able to do the show afterwards. When's the last time either one of us sprinted?
You like exercise.
888-654. Guys, let's give away some tickets, my friend.
Yeah. Be the 9th or 10th caller.
9th and 10th.
9th and.
Yes.
You have to, so one person has to be the 9th and the 10th?
Stop it. Just read.
Be the 9th or 10th. Two people. Two sets of tickets. At 800-859-0WJR. 0957 to win four tickets to the Novi Home Show next weekend, October 7th through the 9th at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Official rules are at WJR.com, but you and I will be there with a lot of our trusted team partners, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, has your wife ever been nominated for sainthood? Because I know how hard it is to spend 4 hours of you, 5 hours of your weekend. I can't imagine having to go to bed with you every night.
She's gone a lot.
I wonder why.
She waits for me to get up there and go to sleep, and then she sneaks in.
Yeah, right. Hey, before we went to break, we talked about why is it a great time to plant? Well, cool nights, cool days. Now is a great time to plant specifically one thing, and that's grass seed. You know.
Yeah, and I will transplant things in the next probably wait a few more weeks because I have a lot of pine trees and I get a lot of pine cones. I get a lot of little baby pines to grow, and I tend to transplant those.
Me too.
Every fall. I do it up north. I do it at home. But I'll wait another 3 or 4 weeks to do that.
In November maybe even. Yeah.
Yeah. They may not be asleep, but they've slowed down enough that they don't require a lot of nourishment and a lot of sun to survive, and they'll settle in over the winter. And I don't know if I've ever lost a tree doing that, and I've done hundreds and hundreds of them over the
decade. Time of year.
Yeah, this time of year.
Also, you're not planting them and then having months of 80, 90-degree weather out, and you don't have to spend as much time. I mean, you're not going to water them in January and December.
Well, they'll naturally get snow melt.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons it's a great time of year.
The deciduous plants are awake during the winter, but they slow way down their tree metabolism, if you will. And of course, that we know that the hardwoods, all the what we call the regular trees actually go to sleep in the wintertime.
Sure.
So it becomes a real good time for them to not be stressed by demand for water, demand for sun, by hot air, like you said, or hot sun. It's not going to happen. And the root systems really get to settle in and get compacted during the winter before spring comes and they reawaken.
Yes, yes. Now's a great time to aerate your lawn.
Yeah.
We get a lot of questions about aerating. I want a professional to do the aerating in my lawn, Chuck. I really do. Because the last time I did it, I cut my cable. I think you said you did the same thing one time.
I've done it.
It's so shallow. It's not very deep. And, you know, they know what they're doing a lot more than we do. So you want it. And when you aerate your lawn, you don't want to aerate where they just stick something in that makes a hole. You want the plugs pulled out of the lawn, which will loosen up the roots and allow the roots to move more. That's very, very important. Then grass seed. It's a great time of year to lay grass down. Now, I've got an area on the other side of my driveway that I really haven't cared about for a long time because we've done a lot of construction. Now it's time to pay attention to it.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here real soon is go out there with just a hand rake and really just break up the ground.
Yeah.
You know, break up the ground. So when I do bring the topsoil in, I'm not going to need a lot, maybe a yard to mix in with it.
Okay.
It'll mix in with that stuff and bite better. And then I will throw grass, and I guarantee you, it'll look great by springtime.
Oh, it's amazing. I really enjoy overseeding this time of year and then watching it come in.
Yeah. That spot in my side yard, I seeded that, and it is full right now. It is full as can be.
Now, don't overseed and then fertilize. So if you're doing any, you know, going into winter fertilizing or herbicides or any of that kind of thing, do that now and then wait maybe 4 or 5 weeks to overseed.
Yeah. Remember, your grass will grow all year long.
Yeah.
So I've cut my lawn in January. I don't think it's probably a month where I haven't cut my lawn. People might think I'm crazy.
Yeah, over the last many decades, I don't disagree. There have been those seasons when you don't have snow. And yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can do that kind of stuff, you know, especially now, all year round. Going into the wintertime, make sure your lawn stays short. If you want to invite critters like Greg called a little while ago, voles or mice or chipmunks.
Yeah.
You need to keep your ground, your grass cut short to avoid getting those.
I agree with you. And it's an easy time of year to do it. You just may do an extra cutting. You might, let's say you set your mower at 6 normally. You might go out there and do a 6 and then a week later do a 4.
Right.
Just take a little bit off, you know, in 2 separate mowings. Don't go out there and just drop your mower deck and cut a whole bunch that you've never cut before at one time.
Great advice. Good advice. This is really important this time of year that you make sure your downspouts are hooked up correctly, okay? We don't want those downspouts leaking next to your foundation, freezing, and could possibly do tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Absolutely.
So make sure those downspouts get away from your yard. Now, let's stick around for the next hour. We're going to be heading over to Basements Plus, like Chuck talked about a minute ago. He's talking to Steve and Amy Iverson. And one thing that Steve and Amy Iverson have at Basement Plus is a maintenance program for your sump pump. And if you have a sump pump that runs a ton, you want to listen to the next hour because the maintenance program they have, it's very, very inexpensive.
Actually, all the mechanical equipment they install, because they also have air movers, cleansers, and dehumidifiers
right.
that they'll install. You know, right. Some really high-end, nice machinery, but you want to maintain it, and you want to have them maintain it.
Exactly. So No matter how wet you think your basement is, no matter what it smells like down there, a company like Basements Plus can come in, dry it out, warranty it, and put a beautiful room, man cave, you name it. Another SBS glass, Chuck over SBS glass. I'm sure he'll be at the home show in a couple weeks.
Yes.
If you decide to
next
do
week.
This. Next week, I'm sorry. If you decide to do this or you decide to do something like this on your own, if you put living space in your basement, there needs to be an egress, right?
Some means of egress, and maybe we talk a little bit to that next week. If you have that, if you have big window wells, clean them out. Get the leaves and the grass cuttings and all the stuff out of those now.
I agree. Jeremiah Campbell from Brickwork Property Restoration, thank you so much. Forrest Wall from Southeast Michigan Home Builds Association, thank you very much. Danielle back in the studio, thank you very much. And to all you listening, thank you very much. During the week, if you need anything for your home, and we mean anything, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Why, you say?
Why?
Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, The Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey everybody, thank you so much.
Stick around for the next hour.
Bye-bye.